But on the line now I have Anna Poshpreshenska. Am I pronouncing that right, Anna?
It's perfect, thank you.
Okay, now we're going to talk about the festival that's coming up next week, the 1st and 2nd of July. Tell me how it came about. Is it the first time?
Yeah, this is actually the pilot event, so we are just hoping to, you know, to rule the scene in Dublin, the film scene. How it happened? Well, generally we were asked to organize the Dublin, the Irish edition of Play Poland festival that is happening in the UK. It's going to be the longest Polish festival, mobile one, that is held in the UK. It's going to happen in 7 different cities across the Great Britain. So, you know, this is quite a big venture for them. But they wanted to also, like, invite Ireland to that particular festival. And we said yes. Definitely, why not? But because there is already a great Polish film festival that is Kinopolis, and we didn't want, like, you know, to mm-hmm. double our efforts, we wanted to do something different. So we decided to introduce an Irish and Polish film festival that will be promoting independent films and filmmakers and animators. And it will be a great way, you know, to start networking and start talking to different people about different ideas and projects. And hopefully, and this is our, like, secret hope, that one day somebody will come to us and say, hey, I met that guy at the festival and we decided to do something together. Mm-hmm. And now we have an Irish-Polish animation or Irish-Polish live-action movie, and do you want to see it? And it's like, oh, great, brilliant.
Okay, and just before we talk anymore, I just want to say that people can look up Mosaic Art.
Yeah.
movement.org, or you can look up entertainment.ie, whichever is the handier. That's mosaicartmovement.org.
It's Mosaic Arts Movement.
Oh, it's plural. Arts Movement.
Yes.
Mosaic Arts Movement .org. Okay, the Irish are quite fervent film goers. Polish people as well?
Yeah.
So they go to the movies quite a lot. And had there been a collaboration with Irish before? Had there been a link up before?
Well, it's hard to say. It's like definitely Kinopolis had something to do with it. Like last year they were trying to invite some Irish film, like renowned film figures, to their festival, and it absolutely worked out with it. But I wouldn't say that there is this kind of a strong Irish-Polish connection in the field of films. Like, it was quite difficult, actually, to find people who would have this kind of a background, a mixed background, where they could say something about Irish animation or Irish filmmaking, and then put it in that kind of a Polish environment with the Polish cast or, you know, costumes. Mm-hmm. So I would say that there is that kind of a niche when people feel that they can actually, you know, work with it.
Mm-hmm.
And especially for young creators or filmmakers that are coming to Ireland or coming to Poland or going anywhere else, it's quite difficult, you know, to get into this environment or circles without knowing who to ask or who you should talk to about, I don't know, founding schemes or, you know, even renting equipment. You don't know where to go, what place is reliable for you. Whereas if you have this kind of a network in the background and you can actually talk to people about it, definitely, you know, it's like, it's a kind of a forum where people chat and they exchange knowledge, experience, mm-hmm. but at the same time, you learn from them. Yeah. And this is like a learning core on different levels. So, yeah.
Well, there's no doubt about it, Anna. It's a great initiative. But the great thing about it as well, apart from everything you've just said there, what people are learning from each other, but, I mean, there have been high-profile movies coming out of Poland over the past one. It's really a growing industry, like our one here. But I think when it gets to the end product, it's the distribution and getting all that sort of thing. I think that's where the real problems start as well. And this type of thing that you're doing now with this festival will enhance people and give people, let them know where the contacts are.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, it's like sometimes we are afraid that when we are going to the film festival, we might see, you know, great, great masterpieces and, you know, great names. But there is like, you know, it's like that there is something missing. Like, you cannot actually see young creators because this is very competitive market, and it's very hard to establish your name on that, you know, international mm-hmm. level. Whereas there are plenty of talented people that have something to offer, but there is no chance you can see their works. So, and, you know, it is difficult to buy a ticket to Brazil, for example, just to see a great movie that is screened in one of the local, film clubs, for mm-hmm. example. And what we wanted to do here was to mix professional works with amateurs or student works. So they are all like grouped together in blocks that we're going to have during the festival. So I think that this is great. It's like not only you might see how people evolve as creators, but you can also see how they see different subjects whenever, you know, they are entering different periods of their life, a different stage. Mm-hmm. So I think this is also very valid. Plus, you have this kind of a Polish/Irish perspective. So even if we are experiencing the same stuff, the same problems, the same issues, we don't see it as a common problem. We still see it as ours problem or theirs problem. And I think that we have to change because we are sharing the same space, and we have to solve our problems together. So yes, this is also the idea of the festival.
Especially you've seen as we're all Europeans now. But I see that the animation aspect is being brought into the equation as well, which is terrific, because that's a new medium now. Well, it's not new, but it's really coming to the fore more than ever before.
Yeah, well, it's like, as you probably know, like, Ireland is one of the animation beacons in Europe. So it will be very difficult to ignore animation as medium, because it's a great vehicle for conveying messages. And it's much easier to do it with animation than live-action movie, because when you are, like, okay, let's take Avatar, for instance. It's like you have loads of visual effects and, you know, sound effects, whereas with animation, you might say that you have to just draw. It's definitely time-consuming, and it requires a lot of effort and patience, but, you know, it's something absolutely amazing when you are watching it on the screen. And we have a lot of great titles from different people. It's like both students and professional animators that are absolutely breathtaking, and some of them are very serious, some of them are mm-hmm. very funny, but you will remember all of them, because like after watching almost 100 shorts, I still remember, you know, all these that we decided to select for the festival. And I think that this is the most important, that you want to come back to some kind of a movie and say, yeah, I like it because A, B, C, and D. Mm-hmm. And I've seen it at the festival, and it's great.
It is absolutely terrific. It's really a great initiative. But you're going to have talks as well and discussions among a lot of the people that will be involved. But it's great that you're involving young and innovative young makers as well.
Oh, yeah. It's like we just wanted to do it this way because, you know, there's no surprise there when you can speak to people that, you know, are well-established. I think that there's also this kind of a distance that sometimes you want to approach someone, but you are afraid that your question might be silly for mm-hmm. them because they've been doing it for so long time. Whereas if you have new creators that, you know, that they have just, like, they've just reached that stage and they are just next to people who are, you know, experienced and, you know, well-known in the world of animation or filmmaking, it's like it changes like the angle, the perspective, and you are not as much afraid, but you are interested how they're going to answer the same question, because they both done it, but they are on two different stages. So definitely, you know, it's something completely, like, I know, it's like, I just like it. I like the idea of putting these two things together.
It is, and I suppose one of the things as well, you're going to have some music at the festival as well, Anna. Is this to do with film music and theme music as well?
Yeah, half-half. I would say, yeah, this is a half-half. It's like we're going to have a great band, actually. We are going to have two different music events. On Friday, we're going to have people playing from the band. This is, I have always a problem with pronouncing their name, but we are going to have three Capanos, Matthew Nolan, Cameron Doyle, and they are going to perform with guests. And they are going to actually perform to live animation created by a brilliant animator. This is Shane McKenna. Mm-hmm. And then they are followed by two DJs. This is Ifani Kana. I presume you know her.
And, I do, indeed. She's from the station here, yeah.
Yeah, and there is also Jerzy Bugno. And they're going to perform the cat and dog show. So they're going to mix against each other. So it would be, I think it would be great fun.
Sounds like
And then we're going, sorry. And the last thing is Saturday, we're going to be a guest at the great music event that is actually happening in the Mercantile. So we're just going to enjoy our time there.
Okay, well, as I always say to people, start off an initiative, which is great, that they don't realise that the can of worms they've opened, that they're going to be working harder over the next couple of years, because it'll probably turn into a week festival next year or the year after, and it takes more organising. But people can look up mosaicartsmovement.org, or look up if people want to purchase tickets on entertainment.ie. But congratulations again on the initiative, and I'm sure it's going to be a great success, as I say, and it'll grow over the years. Thank you very much.
Thanks very much, and keep your fingers crossed.
No problem. I'll give her all the details later. No, I'd say it's going to be great. That's the 1st, the 2nd of July. Thanks, Anna.
Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.